Dodgeball was the game that made America.
It separated the boys from the men.
If you wanted to know which of the male students were not going to have sex in high school, this was the way to find out.
This is Dodgeball, presented by Ben Kearns. The story of Dodgeball is the story of America. The roots of the game are in dispute. Some say it started out as a pastoral game that farmhands played on breaks from fieldwork. Others say it derived from the turn-of-the-century tradition of throwing beets at the Irish. But the prevailing wisdom is that it began in 1839 in Buckettstown, New York, with an immigrant named Johannes Doppeltag. Or as he was known to the people of Buckettstown, Dodgy Joe.
Dodgy Joe was an interesting guy. He had left Munich at the age of 52 to make a new life in America. He found his niche working as a gym teacher at the Buckettstown Schoolhouse, making him one of the first gym teachers in American history.
Like all gym teachers, Dodgy Joe was a heavy drinker. He would often come into school hungover or still drunk from the night before. He would complain about headaches or the ear-piercing screams of demons. And at that time, he couldn't just put on a film strip to avoid working. He needed a way to get through the work week. And that's when he came up with an innovation that would help hungover gym teachers for years to come.
One August day, after the students came in from a day of intense child labor, Johannes was leading the traditional prayer in school. A student, 13-year-old Neville Nibbets, started talking in class. Johannes grabbed a 15-pound medicine ball and threw it full force at Neville, hitting him in the nose, then again at the eyes, then again the broken fragments of his skull.
Well, the children were horrified, as you can imagine. Little Neville just laid on the ground, his head completely crushed under the weight of a flying medicine ball. His once developing brain now a series of goopy puddles painting the gymnasium floor. It was the most violent death that the children had seen in several hours.
Dodgy Joe had to think fast. He quickly tossed other medicine balls at the children and said, "Don't get hit or you're out." The word spread around town about the game and then throughout the country. By 1840, everyone in every schoolhouse was playing dodgeball. It wasn't long before Dodgy Joe published the first rulebook for dodgeball. It was crude and needed refinement, but the groundwork had been done.
Hurl the ball at your opponent to get them out. If you get hit, you are out. If you catch the ball, the hurler is out. No Irish. They smell like beets. Official dodgeball rules, Johannes Doppeltag, 1841.
The amazing thing about Johannes Doppeltag is how he got his nickname. Everyone thinks he got it because he invented dodgeball, but dodgeball was named after him. He got it when he came to America to dodge murder charges in Munich. He bludgeoned a German boy to death with a medicine ball.
On the next episode of Ben Kearns Presents Dodgeball,
my granddaddy once told me that the dodgeball game was the reason the South left the Union. Of course, my granddaddy was in the KKK. You can't really trust anything he says about the Civil War.